Toronto officials marked the start of construction Monday of the city's first affordable housing project delivered through the public developer delivery model. The model intends to accelerate construction of badly needed affordable rental homes for low and moderate income residents on city-owned lands, the city said. Toronto is back in the housing business, Mayor Olivia Chow said as plans were unveiled for 11 Brock Avenue near Queen Street West in Parkdale. The city acquired the lot in 2019 for $3.25 million. It was previously home to an LCBO. Set to be completed by the end of 2025, the building will include 42 new rent-geared-to-income and supportive homes for people experiencing or at risk of homelessness, the city said. The tenants will live in private apartments, each with a bathroom and kitchen, shared laundry, a communal kitchen and common area. The units will be offered as rent-geared-to-income with no tenant paying more than 30% of their income or shelter allowance, the city said. Tenants will have access to a range of support services under a partnership with Parkdale Activity Recreation Center, PARC. PARC operates supportive homes for adults experiencing mental health and substance use challenges, many with a history of homelessness. Housing Ready Sites. Thanks to the federal government's investment in affordable housing and strong partnerships, more Torontonians in urgent need will soon have access to affordable homes, said Arif Virani, Canada's Minister of Justice and Liberal MP for Parkdale, High Park. In 2023, the project received funding of $21.6 million through Ottawa's Rapid Housing Initiative. The city will also provide capital funding and has approved $3.4 million in pre-development funding and financial incentives, including waived fees and property taxes. I am pleased to see the city's first housing-ready project being delivered in the Parkdale community, where we know and increasingly feel the need for affordable and supportive housing as residents continue to grapple with the high cost of living and maintaining a home, added local Cown. Gord Perks, chair of the city's Planning and Housing Committee. Added Perks. 11 Brock Avenue will set a new standard for city-led housing development as we plan to complete these new homes in just a year from now. With this project and others like it, we are moving closer to meeting the deepening demand for housing in Toronto. Beginning in 2025, annual operating funds of at least $1.2 million are required from the province for the support services planned for the building, according to the city. In addition to 11 Brock Avenue, additional city-owned, housing-ready sites that will see an accelerated construction start are 35 Bellevue Avenue, 405 Sherbourne Street, 1113 to 1117 Dundas Street W, the city's first mass timber site, and 150 Queens Wharf Road.